with the coach, Mike Reed Maintenance. We're on the road behind the scenes, what it's like being a major league ball player. And I got the man here, Trey. How we doing?
Good, how are you?
Just fine. You know, it's every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. What is this big league experience like for you?
Man, it's fun. You know, I feel like I grew up, 4 or 5 years old, I wanted to do this, and now to be here, it's been unbelievable. You know, a little bit different than what I envisioned in my head, but in a good way. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy being in the clubhouse with the guys and hanging out and competing and going out there and playing each and every day, and don't take it for granted. I really enjoy it.
Kids look at you guys and they think, this is where it's at. I mean, what did it happen for you?
You know, I feel like a normal guy. I feel like I'm just being myself, right? You know, but I was in their shoes. I went to a lot of Marlins games growing up and looked up to those guys and wanted to be there. But yeah, I think it's just a matter of you put in the work and get everything you have, and you got a chance of doing it. Obviously, it's really hard, and there's so many question marks and things that happen. But you know, I was there one day, and you know, if I can do it, anybody can.
A lot of guys think you get drafted and you're in the big league small. They don't know the dudes
you guys got to pay.
Yeah, that one's tough. Obviously, some guys have it better than others. You know, a little bit quicker road or a little bit longer journey. But yeah, in other sports, in basketball, football, you kind of go right to, you know, the major leagues or you know, right to the professional team. And in baseball, you kind of grind it out a little bit and go through your levels and you earn it. But I think that's what makes our game special, is you got to earn being here. And it's tough because there's plenty of guys who get drafted high and then don't end up making it. And then there's a lot of good stories about the opposite of guys who get drafted low and work their way up and they've had great careers. So it's a special game.
What it's like wearing a Philly uniform?
Yeah, it's good. I feel good in red. You know, I wore red a lot of my life, and you know, it feels comfortable. But yeah, it's been fun just hanging out with these guys and getting here, and I've really enjoyed it. Feel really good about it. Family's happy, and it's been fun.
I'm not gonna hold you long. I'll give you two more quick questions. I mean, who were some of your mentors along the way?
Oh, I've had a lot of coaches. I probably can't name them all, but had a lot of coaches that helped me. From when I was younger, and I remember on JV and varsity in high school, who really taught me how to play the game. And then in college, I had guys teach me how to, you know, individually play the game, whether it's defense or offense, and get better there. And then in professional baseball, I've had so many as well. So you try to take a little bit from everybody, and there's a lot of people that helped me for sure.
When you got that call up, you going to the big leagues, walked in the locker room for the very first time, saw your uniform hanging up, what was that feeling like?
I was a child, so I was in awe. I was just trying to be polite and fit in and not step on any toes. So that was my main goal. I wasn't even worried about baseball. I was worried about you know, having the guys like me or fit in, whatever it is. So you know, it was fun. It was a long time ago, and you know, I'll definitely remember that day walking around that locker room in Washington and seeing that jersey.
Did you cry?
No, I'm not a crier. I'm not a crier, but definitely emotional for, you know, me, my parents, my mom's a crier, so that one was cool.
Coach on the road, take your yaks behind the scenes with the man TT.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.